believe Dad's kicking us out of the house just to watch some stupid movie.
Oh, it's okay, honey. You and I are going to have a terrific time at this strip show. It'll be just like your 12th birthday all over again.
Okay, but this time you're the designated driver. All right, let's check our equipment.
Ones and fives.
Check.
Wesson oil.
Check.
A driver's license, just in case I get carded.
That's a good one, Mom. I mean, check.
It was a bad day today, Peg. One minute, the biggest woman in the world was in front of me. I was trying to wedge a size 4 on her foot with my lucky shoehorn. Next minute, she was gone.
The woman died in your store?
Not the woman, Peg, the shoehorn. Look at it, Peg. Crushed like a beer can at a Raiders game. I'll tell you, Peg, the only thing that kept me going was knowing that tonight is the night.
Oh, don't worry, honey. We will be gone by the time your little movie starts.
Death Wish 6 is not a little movie. It is a once-in-a-lifetime, 3D, Splattervision pay-per-view event.
Nice. I need the house to myself tonight. My pen pal Starla just got out of prison, and she's coming here to see me.
What does she look like?
Well, supposedly like Cindy Crawford. But who cares? She's under 30 and hasn't been touched by a man in years.
No, she's just like me.
Except that your crimes continue to go unpunished. Go away.
Dad, Starla and I need some privacy. She's going to do a body search. And, I've hidden things.
You all have exactly 12 and a half minutes to vacate the premises. I have every movement timed down to the final second, including this one.
Come on, Mom, let's go. We want to get a poolside table, don't we?
Wait a minute, honey. Come help me find my punch card. I think I'm due a free lap dance.
I'm looking for Bud Bundy.
I'm Bud. And you must be Starla?
You don't look like Brad Pitt.
And you don't look like Cindy Crawford either.
No. But I've got a gun. This is a holdup. Come on.
Starla, I hope you don't think I'm weird, but this is kind of turning me on a little bit.
Sicko. You told me you lived in a French provincial estate. My cell is nicer than this dump.
Starla, I lied to you because I knew I wasn't good enough for you. And we don't have any money. And I don't play for the Bulls either.
I ought to beat you up.
Do you mind putting on a nightie first?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Oh, good, your friend came. You guys have a great time.
Hey. I'm on the run. I've got nothing to lose. Either you and your sisters cooperate or someone's gonna get hurt.
Sisters? I like her.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Mom, I'm scared.
Don't worry, honey. She doesn't know that Daddy's upstairs. He's our secret weapon.
Yeah, if he leaves the bathroom door open.
You do.
What are you doing? I told you wait in the car.
Well, I thought you might need some help carrying that picnic lunch your friends made for us. Howdy, I'm Lonnie, Starla's boyfriend.
Starla, where did you get that gun?
Wake up, Jethro. She's escaped from prison.
What? She didn't escape. I was right there picking her up.
They let her out that special drain pipe exit in the woods.
So the media wouldn't harass her.
Mom, I can't believe she dumped me for this guy. That's a total moron.
Now, we're going to need a getaway car. We are taking the Porsche.
No, not the Porsche!
Give Lonnie the keys.
Thank you.
I'm Kelly. The garage is through that door.
Now, we're gonna need some food for the road. You, go cook us something.
You animal.
Don't think about trying to poison us either.
Yeah, she doesn't have to think about it. It just sort of happens.
All right. It's okay, Mom. It's okay. It's okay.
Now, I may not be the best mechanic in town, but I'm pretty sure that's not a Porsche.
Sorry to just barge in. Oh, Marcy and I had to share our costumes. We're going on a charity masquerade cruise.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you had company.
Wow, are you guys going on the cruise too? What great costumes. Wait, let me guess. Grease Monkey and Psychotic Trailer Trash, right?
Marcy.
Oh, I love your props. They're so lifelike. Eat that, street scum.
Shoot her.
Bang, bang, you're dead.
This is such fun.
Oh, give her the gun.
No, fun is busting a cap in Little Bo Peep's ass.
Marcy, this is Starla. She's broken out of prison and she's here to rob us.
Of what?
Everybody in the corner.
Jefferson, do something.
Okay. Exactly which corner would you like? Right.
Wait, shut up. I gotta think.
Yeah, Starla really surprised me with this whole thing. I didn't even have time to learn how to speak Canadian.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you mean. I always wanted to go to Australia, but I don't speak a word of Australian. Oh, except for, koala.
I love koalas. I got one tattooed on my... Starla doesn't like it. She says it makes me look cheap.
What are you doing with her anyway? I mean, don't you think she's kind of trampy?
Well, that's my type. Besides, Starla said it'd be real hard for me to find another girlfriend on account of how ugly I am.
Get away from her.
She's very moody.
We have got to get the gun away from her. Now we need someone big and strong and expendable.
Where is your father?
You told me your father was dead.
That's right. He died. Before he could fix the plumbing.
Hasn't had a gun. E-I-E-I-O. With this gun, he killed some scum. E-I-E-I-O. You're from the cable company, aren't you?
Al, she's not from the cable company. She's Bud's pen pal, and she's come here to rob us.
You see, that's why we don't allow you to have friends, Bud. Now, listen, you're obviously disappointed in Bud.
We are, too.
But you see, I already paid for this movie. And I had to buy a 200-ounce bladder buster to get these here. So why don't you just go...
Oh, my God!
Big, tough broad picking on a helpless little remote, aren't you? You wouldn't be so tough without that gun now, would you?
No, you idiot. That's why I've got it.
Kind of what I said, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'm afraid. Hold me.
Peg, my life's in danger here. It's important I maintain my will to live.
Okay, Dad. Now, we've got to come up with a plan. What would Charles Bronson do?
Well, he'd usually go on a revenge spree after his loved ones were brutally slaughtered.
I'll think of something else.
All right. All right, I've come up with a plan. It's dangerous and risky. I'll need a volunteer.
Cocaine.
Thanks a lot.
Lucky, here, boy. Wait, go get the cops. Good boy.
What a good dog. Loyal, strong, and brave. An alternate plan. I've got another idea.
Are you going to command a squadron of flies from your hamper to attack?
If I could command those flies, do you think you'd still be alive?
Al, please do something.
I'm about to, Peg. I'm toting around 200 ounces of Mr. Pibb. Hey, girlie. Mind if I hit the can?
All right, Lonnie, go with him. Lonnie, where the hell are you?
Still looking for that Porsche.
Were you back there with Lonnie?
Kelly, are you crazy?
You guys, we were just talking. We happen to have a lot in common. We both hate green eggs and ham, but we think the book is pretty funny.
Remember, no matter how she threatens us, do not tell her about the Mercedes. Hey, what are you whispering about?
We have a Mercedes that's next door. Take it. Here are the keys.
No, I won't let you.
Give me the keys.
No, Starla. You know, it's not too late to turn your life around. So you're going to blow away the Bundys. What's that, a $10 fine? The Grand Theft Auto. You're better than that. Inside you is a confused, misunderstood person who doesn't need a Mercedes. Just a second chance.
Yeah, I'll think that over when I'm ditching your car in a lake.
I hope you fry! Yeah, there's not enough voltage in Illinois, and I'm going to shave your head when they step into the
Now, everybody, down on the floor, now!
Ew! You know how long it's been since these floors were washed.
Come on, Lonnie, we gotta make a break for it.
What's going on?
Cotton Balls over there handed over the keys to their Mercedes.
They're wool. Mercedes. That's a good idea. May I suggest you take a hostage with you, perhaps the registered owner of the car.
That would be her. Before you go, just one thing. Did you and the girls ever pass time by spanking each other with license plates? Oh, I'm really gonna miss you.
I said cops, not crops!
Is it me, or is that dog really stupid?
Yeah, but you know, he's kind of cute.
We're out of here.
Al, has the movie started?
Get the hell out of my head!
Oh, man, I missed the beginning. Damn. This 3D is incredible.
Take off the glasses, Griff.
Sorry, wrong house. That Negro family, where they live, next door?
Didn't you see the help sign I hung out of the bathroom window?
Now, you've been hanging help signs ever since I've known you.
Well, I'm not really good at writing letters, especially the capital ones, but for you, I'll do
it. Marty, move your ass! I will see you losers in hell. Super premium unleaded only, please!
Jefferson, I feel so violated.
Me too.
Is everybody okay? Then get out.
Dumb, my life went straight to hell.
So did mine.
Hello? It's the police. Yeah, Starla's here, but she's busy holding us hostage. But can I take a message?
Just give me the phone. Hello? This is Bud Bundy. Yeah, the guy with the dolls.
I want a plane to Brazil and $50,000 cash.
I demand the same thing.
And I need more Mountain Dew.
Oh, Lord, I've never been in trouble with the police before.
Yeah, me neither. Well, except for graduation night at the academy.
You know, Kelly, there's something I've been meaning to tell you for several minutes. You make me feel all funny, like my insides turned to whipped cream. Well,
when I look at you, my legs turn to jello.
You know, whipped cream and jello, they go real good together.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
Come out with your hands up.
Well, that's it. I am going to start offing people.
Well, then you're going to have to off me first, Starla, because we're finished. I don't want a life of crime.
But you want a life of trash?
If that trash's name is Kelly Bundy, then yes, ma'am, I do. I love you, Kelly.
Aww. You happy now, Peg? You drove both our children into the arms of criminals.
Well, I just wanted them to do better than I did.
Bonnie, I don't usually say this fully clothed, but I love you too.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Blondie. You made it real easy for me to decide who's getting it first.
Starla, no!
Get out of the way! I know CPR!
I'm fine!
We thought you were shot.
I was, Peg. Look, my little lucky shoehorn must have a little luck left.
All right, we're here. Sir, please dismount the suspect.
All right.
You saved my life! Oh, Dad!
Hey, Kelly, who's gonna have the imprint of a shoehorn in his chest the rest of his life?
Daddy, this is no time for riddles, okay? Lonnie almost died.
Let's go, dirtbags.
Wait. Can we still be pen pals?
Oh, what the hell? Write to me and care of the hole.
Wait! Kelly, this is not how I dreamt of this moment. But neither could I have dreamt of meeting someone as beautiful and perfect and smart as you. Kelly Bundy, will you marry me?
I thought you'd never ask. I'll wait for you.
I will too, my darling. No matter whose wife I am in prison, I'll always be your husband.
Isn't life wonderful?
Damn you!